This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to Sunday Side Up on this St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for spending part of your day with us and your weekend. I'm Barb Richards, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and it's food. And with me, we have a couple of registered dietitians, Sarah Kienert and Marcia Crash, and Michelle Bodrab is the co-chair for National Nutritional Month. Did I say something wrong?
No. Okay. Maria.
Right. I'm sorry, it's okay. Maria. I even wrote it down that way. Okay, real good. So we have Michelle, Sarah, and Maria. And you've already been doing a bunch of stuff for National Nutrition Month. Do we want to go back a little bit? Tell us what's been going on so far.
Sure, we can. National Nutrition Month takes place every March. And what it is we have a theme every year, which this year it's Eat Right Your Way Every Day. And then we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of it. So it's a big year for us. Some activities that we've already done was the Fort Wayne's Farmers Market, which was a really good turnout, had a lot of people. We did a lot with buying local and fiber foods. We also have been on Insight, the segment, the TV segment, and Breakfast with the Mayor occurred on March 12th, which we did.
The mayor needs to eat healthier, I'm just saying.
We did a lovely yogurt bar, so I hope they enjoyed that. And then we also received a proclamation for Registered Dietitian Day, which was March 13th.
You ladies, as you see our health trends and our eating habits, what's the one thing that just makes you cringe?
I would say probably the increased fast food consumption. I feel like our kids are growing up with that as part of their daily routine.
Maria, as a parent, is that something that you try to avoid with your kids?
Definitely. I mean, they've had their, you know, share of trips to McDonald's with friends, but I was always the mom, you know, getting milk instead of the pop and getting the apple slices instead of the French fries or bringing fruit along with us when they would have a meal there with friends or something. But I think we've emphasized, you know, more at home, making foods at home. I think it's fun for the kids to participate in that and they learn to eat better.
And now your kids are adults. And do you see that that's led into their adulthood? Are they still doing those kinds of things?
Yeah, they actually are. They're surprised at the way kids eat at college and their lack of good nutrition habits. So when I hear that from them, I'm thinking they know what to do. And for the most part, they want to save money too. They know it's a big cost to eat out as well. So they dorm food's not always the most fun, but they can go through and pick out things that are healthy.
I'm not a big fast food eater because I have a gluten allergy. That kicks you right out of the majority of fast food places all the time. So it's like it's not even on my radar anymore. Once you stop going, it's like it doesn't bother you anymore. It really and truly doesn't. So you guys did the farmer's market. How are you feeling about this trend, about all of these popularity of growth in farmers markets all across the United States? Sarah?
I think it's amazing. I'm actually a dairy farmer as well as a dietitian and a mother. So I think buying your food locally is absolutely wonderful. I think that it is great to have that connection with producer and consumer, seeing where your product comes from, how we get that product, and then also in doing the health benefits with the fresh produce or your local product. So I think it's absolutely wonderful. And I think that the consumer loves to know where their food's coming from.
Yeah, I think that that's really true. And I have always been a big one for saying fresh is best. And of course, when you have something with a food allergy too, you know, I know all the time I'm safe if I go and I do something, you know, something fresh. But one of the challenges with shopping a farmer's market is that you can't, you know, it's hard to store that stuff. You've got to eat it pretty quick.
It is. It's very, very true. One of the things that's hard is, you know, you kind of need to plan your meals maybe that week as to what you may go to the farmer's market that weekend for. So maybe a little more pre-planning, which is good. You know, we're in such a world of convenience that if we step back a little bit and just sit down as a family and decide maybe this is what we want to have as our meals, that is teaching good principles to our children for eating healthy. And then it's also a time of bonding, building those traditions and those memories in your own kitchen.
You know, I have long ago memories of my mom. Are you guys from here, from Fort Wayne originally? Mm-hmm. There was a farmer's market on the south side of Fort Wayne, but you're all younger than me. But I remember my mom taking me there as a child and loving those Concord grapes. Oh, my gosh. And I also remember the morning of my wedding, we went down to the farmer's market and we got fresh gladiolas for my wedding there. So that was on the south side. I don't think it's there anymore. But, of course, you know, the once a month over at Parkview Field I thought was a great addition. And, you know, this summer there's going to be a farmer's market out at Jefferson Point, I think every Wednesday, but don't quote me on that. So I love the popularity of those farmer's markets. And has that changed the way farmers in our area are dealing because of the popularity? Are they selling less to the big box stores and selling more at these local markets?
I think the local market has opened an avenue for smaller farmers. You know, with the production agriculture and the population of our world, it is hard to produce enough food to feed our people. So it has kind of opened the door to smaller farms and been able to keep them into the business or even be able to start an agricultural business. And you, like I said, you know, people are, it's the new trend. You know, they want to buy for somebody local that they know. They know that the practices are good. They have more confidence in the food that they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Are you a mom?
I am.
And are your kids little?
Yes, they're 5 and 3. Yep.
And Michelle, do you have kids?
I do not have any children.
I wanted to ask someone with little kids because it was always such a challenge. And Marie, I'm sure you'll agree with this, to get the kids to eat green leafy stuff. What are some of the helpful hints you can give us to parents out there of young kids? I just remember one time I gave my kids spinach and the next thing I know, I was covered in spinach. He just was not going to swallow.
I tell you, a lot of people are amazed with what my children eat, and it's because that's what my husband and I eat. They learn from a very small age, you know, we eat salads, so they have just learned to be accustomed to that. I will say, you know, there are certain things, like my little boy, for some reason, doesn't like carrots. Carrots, every kid likes the orange vegetables before the green, but he does not care for carrots. But, you know, we continue to try, whether we have them raw or cooked. You know, he obviously likes them better raw with something to dip them in. But as long as we're watching what we're dipping them in, you know, you still get those health benefits. So I say keep trying, try over and over. And, you know, our taste buds change as we age. So the biggest thing is your kids do watch what you eat. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you are encouraging those healthy habits and try. Just keep trying.
Raise a hand. Who likes Brussels sprouts? Oh, you guys are just too good. Oh, man. Never been able to get past those.
But I only started liking them in adulthood.
Do you dip them in something? Do you saute them in something?
I just saute them in a little olive oil and salt and pepper.
Yeah.
But I'm from a German heritage. So, you know, we grew up with those cabbages type things. So I like those.
And many people enjoyed cabbage last night and again today with St. Patrick. Corn. But does the corned beef with the cabbage negate the health benefits there?
Well, it's all about moderation.
That's kind of the theme for National Nutrition Month is trying to, it's kind of been sort of a common thread for years. It's all foods fit. We just try to encourage people to try a variety of foods and maybe some of your favorite foods that are not as healthy. You maybe only have them occasionally, and you maybe consume them in smaller amounts.
Which is what you did when your kids were growing up with fast food. Occasionally, okay, fine, go to McDonald's, have some fun, but then another, you know, and then another week or two goes by until there's another visit.
Exactly.
So, yeah. There's a couple of websites out there that I pulled up this choosemyplate.gov. Michelle, tell us a little bit about this website because it's very helpful. Because when you talk about eating healthy, here's what the majority of people think. Dollar signs. I can't afford to eat healthy. Okay. Talk about that.
And you can afford to eat healthy. It's how you do it. MyPlate.gov is sponsored by the USDA, and it has some wonderful tools in it. It has a super tracker where you can actually log what you're eating. You can get the calories, the protein, all of your vitamins and minerals breakdown in that. Also, you can log your physical activity, which hand-in-hand nutrition and physical activity go together, which is something we should stress as health professionals.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, for a busy family, I did a project when I was in Lafayette where I did my undergrad for, it was called POPS, which is Power Over Pounds. It's a weight loss or weight management program for children, and it's for lower income families. And we actually did a grocery store tour where we showed them that you could make a meal under, you know, $25 and have leftovers. But when you go to McDonald's and have a family of five, you know, you're exceeding that amount by getting three kids meals and two number one combos. So it's just what you have to look for in the grocery store.
And we should say, we love McDonald's. We really do. We understand their place in society. I need to say that. And but again, in moderation.
Well, and they have switched to starting a healthier menu, and they also do list their calories. So it's more, you have to be more conscious when choosing your selection there.
Yeah, I think they have responded to that rather rather well.
Good job.
You talk about, Sarah, you mentioned the fact of your German heritage. And lots of times, you know, we did grow up in a household that may have been, you know, German or Italian or, you know, whatever, or Irish, you know, and everything is laced with potatoes and that type of thing. And you can still, again, kind of eat that way as an adult, right?
I believe so. The theme is eat right your way every day. And I know that us three dietitians sitting here in front of you have each a very different culture. I'm a Lebanese descent, so I eat a lot of Mediterranean, Middle Eastern foods.
But that's good, right? The Mediterranean
diet? They have
diet?
Good selections. They also have some that you want to be careful with. You know, they do, they still fry things, but they also have that fresh, like, parsley, and it's called tabbouleh, and then they use yogurt and, like, a tzatziki sauce, but it's called Lebanon kiad in my culture. And it's, you know, it's just a different way of making those adjustments for a person.
What about you, Maria?
My family background is Irish, as well as Czechoslovakian and French Canadian. So it's kind of a mixture. So my mom was a home ec teacher. So we ate a lot of good food. That's probably what inspired me to become a dietitian. She was never wanted to fry because it was a mess. But so we learned to eat pretty healthy growing up. Big fruit and vegetable consumers, and I probably stress that more than anything with my kids and with clients. I mean, I think it's probably one of the biggest downfalls, in addition to the fat consumption in our society, is probably lack of fiber in people's diets. So I think we've talked so much today about the fresh fruits and vegetables, and that's about the biggest way you're going to be able to consume the fiber you need. I think people forget that, you know, fiber is not just for staying regular, but there's a lot of other benefits to fiber in your diet as far as blood sugar control and
Feel
full. I mean, it kind of regulates blood sugar when it's consumed with protein. So we really stress that with clients that we see that need to lose weight or get their, you know, control their blood sugars.
What you see an awful lot about supplements these days, a lot about nutritional supplements. Good idea, bad idea. You know, I just think that if you eat right, you probably don't need the supplement, but I don't know.
I think there are some things that are definitely tried and true, but then, you know, sometimes those things are kind of debunked. You know, right now we're hearing, you know, maybe you shouldn't have as much calcium, or maybe you shouldn't have as much vitamin D. And I think it's definitely individualized, and we really aim for getting people to have a consume a good diet first, like you said, and hopefully be able to obtain all those things with their diet. I'm probably one to maybe always suggest a multivitamin to clients, just because I think there's always going to be something that may be lacking. A lot of people are not big fruit and vegetable eaters, so we really have to work with them to find ways to increase them, or maybe have to supplement.
Okay. I was going to ask you about vitamins. I'm a big vitamin taker. I do think it keeps you healthy too, just to, because it makes up that difference of what you're not getting through your food. We're already halfway through the show and we haven't even really talked about, I want you to plan my menu for all next week. And we've got lots more to cover here, so don't go away. It is National Nutrition Month. This is the reminder we should all be eating healthy all year long, not just for 1 month out of the year. We'll have more when we come back with Sunday Side Up.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WHAI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
Second half of Sunday Side Up on this St. Patrick's Sunday. By the way, I've heard that the bars don't open until noon today, so you can just take it easy and calm yourself down. So it is National Nutrition Month. Sarah, Maria, and Michelle are here, all registered dietitians, and it's been most informative so far. But we were laughing off air. We thought, well, let's talk about drinking, since it's St. Patrick's Day. But really, again, let's talk about, there are some health benefits to some of the wines out there. And you should know that, Michelle, from your Mediterranean diet there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of the red wines are really enriched with the antioxidants, which are a great source for someone to be, you know, in moderation, be consuming. There's been you know, studies out there that show that it helps with regenerating some tissues and whatnot. And, you know, it keeps you a little younger and a little fresher. So that's always a good thing.
Health benefits of green beer. Anybody?
Well, maybe it will entice you to eat some green vegetables.
There you go.
If you're going with the green theme, you know.
One of the biggest health benefits is drinking water. Just drinking water. Talk a little bit about that. Who wants to talk about that? Sarah?
No. Nope. I mean, water, you definitely should be drinking at least eight ounce glasses a day of something that's in the water form. We can put a lot of beverages in that. And if you want to do a sugar-free beverage like a Crystal Light or something like that, or a sugar-free Kool-Aid, that could, you know, obviously making that with water. So we can still count that as part of your water consumption for the day. Sometimes different studies have been, they've differed in their views on whether or not caffeine-containing beverages should be considered part of that fluid.
She says as she looks at my diet Mountain Dew. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's my only bad habit. Yeah. Trust me.
I mean, you
me.
Need a little caffeine. I'm all for a little caffeine in the morning. Uh-huh. In small amounts, caffeine's fine. I think it kind of, that and a little bit of protein's probably good for getting us started for the day and keeping us sharp in the morning when we're maybe a little groggy from just getting up.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely the water is so important for, you know, our skin, our, you know, really every tissue in the body. I mean, it's super important. And I think sometimes we mistake thirst for hunger. We'll eat when we really need to drink something. Mm-hmm. And so it may, if we are drinking enough liquids, and sometimes we feel a little bit more full and we're less apt to snack and maybe get too many calories.
The artificial sweeteners that are in that, like a Crystal Light or something like that, does that offset the health benefits if you put it with your water?
I'm not anti sugar to that extent where I think somebody can't have like a sugar-free substitute. I think that, again, in moderation. I don't feel like we should be consuming, you know, six Diet Pops a day and count that as our fluid. I think one Diet Pop a day might be something that's a treat to someone. I know there are differing views on the sweeteners, and mm-hmm. I feel like I do allow clients to use them in their diet in moderation. And, you know, if someone chooses not to, I have no problem with that. Certainly drinking pure water would be the best way to go.
Sure. But if the trade-off is no water and you'll drink it with like a Crystal Light, then that's okay.
Absolutely. It's kind of like baby steps. I mean, we can do better and better and better and remove some of those things if we choose to.
Right.
But it's definitely some place for somebody to start.
I find all those artificial sweeteners very confusing. I just don't know which, you know, and there's all those studies that say it triggers your body into wanting more calories if you do this one. And they've got the stevia and the Truvia, and they've got the, those are very confusing to me. Is there a site to go to that explains that, or anything? Or it's really just what one you prefer.
I would get a hold of your local registered dietitian or refer to, you know, another healthcare professional for more information as to where you can get that information from. Going back to the fun drinks, though, for kids, you know, St. Patty's Day for kids needs to be fun as well. And when
you
I was
can't a, give them beer.
Right.
They really frown.
So
on
we
that.
Have an alternative.
Okay.
Okay. So when I did my internship again at Purdue, I was in a school system for my food service rotation, and I did Fuel Up to Play 60. So we had to think of fun, creative foods for kids to enjoy. And one of them was blue milk. And what we did was we added food coloring to the milk that day. So you could do green milk for the kids. And, you know, that way they feel a part of, well, mom and dad are having green beer. I can have green milk, you know, kind of like a little fun thing for the kids to have.
That's great. Sarah, you're a dairy farmer. Is that what you're going to do with your kids today?
They will probably have a milkshake, probably.
Oh, there you go.
If you want to know the truth. So we'll add a little food coloring and use some skim milk and some ice cream.
Yeah.
And they'll have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what about this whole push towards raw milk? I was just asked to sign a petition online, and I don't know that I want to do that, but and I just seems... Jeanette, that used to work for us here, lived on a farm too, and she talks about as a kid, they would just go out and squirt milk. Really?
Okay, well, this is very, 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 very controversial, and it is with fellow dairy producers as well. We milk at Kienert Dairy here, right outside of Fort Wayne, only 6 miles from the city limits. And
you've been on that commercial for the Indiana Dairy Farmers, haven't you?
I sure have.
I remember hearing you.
She's
did
famous.
A great job on
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank
very
you.
Good.
Yeah, and so we milk 300 cows.
Every morning?
That's every morning and every night. It's there's a lot of cows. Okay.
And a lot of milk.
We take a lot of pride in producing you with a very, very clean, high quality product. Mm-hmm. And we ship it here to Prairie Farms. So within 48 hours, it is from our cow to your grocery store.
Wow.
And so to us, we take great pride in that because that is, I mean, that's fresh. Yeah. How much more fresh could you get?
Right.
The thing with raw milk is, you know, we go through a level of criteria for our sanitation and an inspection of how we process our milk. And on an inspected farm, the product goes from the cow directly to the plant without ever touching human hands. And when we go to, I cannot tell you or back up the processes of people who are selling raw milk, mm-hmm. I guess is what I'm saying. So
you
are taking your chance. As growing up, I mean, we went out and we got milk out of the bulk tank as well. And to be honest with you, I buy milk now with my kids, but I'm running out all the time. So I'm running to my bulk tank and getting milk as well. But I know what my practices are.
Yeah,
and
right.
That is milk that we consume in less than 24 hours. You know, so we're not worried about bacteria levels and that type of thing. But, you know, you do need to remember it is an unpasteurized product and it needs to be consumed fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so it's very controversial, but they're really, I mean, you have all the fats in there. So as long as you're watching the other fats in your diet, you'll be fine.
By the way, I just want to say that the Indiana State Fair is a great place to really learn about nutrition. And of course, the dairy farmer is a big part of that Indiana State Fair each and every year. I love going down there and talking to we always go to the dairy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Always get our cheese toasty and our milkshake. Have you been down there? It's great fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I think everybody should be required to go to the Indiana State Fair. It's all about our state and what makes us really good. And you might say we're a state of farmers, but hello, I think that that's something to be proud of, you know, really focuses our state really well. Talk about a couple of buzzwords. One you already mentioned, antioxidants. We see it, you know, in blueberries and raspberries, and that's a good thing, right? Is it a good buzzword? And those, yeah. What we hear about it is
true.
I
brought you a little treat. I have some dark chocolate to share with you.
Antioxidants and dark chocolate. Yeah, baby.
So again, it's another food in moderation, mm-hmm. and a small amount. If that can satisfy your sweet tooth for just a little bit after a meal, instead of sitting down to a piece of pie, you can have one little piece of dark chocolate and that kind of gives you your sugar fix for the day, then that's great. And at the same time, you're getting a little bit of antioxidants. But certainly in all your fresh fruits and vegetables, it's probably why more people want to buy free range meats because the antioxidant level is higher mm-hmm. as well. So, I mean, it's not a must, but I think people are looking for ways to increase their antioxidants because of the benefits for decreasing heart disease as well as cancer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You mentioned free range. We hear that a lot. Is that good? Like you should try and strive to buy meats that aren't put with hormones?
I mean, I think it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier. You maybe take baby steps to kind of change your diet. And so not everybody can afford to do everything at once, nor do they want to, or, you know, they have the opportunity to do that. So I would never say don't buy your meat in the grocery store, but if someone has the opportunity to do so, it's why buffalo is good. I mean, we don't really have access
burgers.
To that, but that's another lean meat that is higher.
Isn't that where you go during the Johnny Appleseed Festival to the buffalo burger booth? Yeah. Yeah. Greek yogurt. Michelle, we've heard all this stuff about Greek yogurt, and it's big. I mean, even, what is it? Ben and Jerry's has made yogurt ice cream with Greek yogurt now.
Yes.
Good benefits?
I think so. I think Greek yogurt, what it is it's a different processing. And I grew up with Greek yogurt, a Lebanese version of it. So when it came out, I was like, Mom, I don't understand what the big deal is. And she's like, it's the same thing. It's just, you know, we've been used to that. So we make our own yogurt at home. And it's got a great source of probiotics, calcium, protein, vitamin D. You know, we really encourage yogurt in moderation as well. Each, you know, we say that to adults, they should have at least 3 servings of dairy a day.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the grocery store this week. I've had the 3 of you into the studio. What are you hoping that I buy and I serve this week to my family?
fruits and vegetables, you know, some protein, whether that be chicken, turkey, fish, beef, and then also some low-fat dairy product of some sort, whether you're drinking your milk or having yogurt or cottage cheese or using it in something, using a dairy product in something that you're making. Drink some water.
The whole grains. I think people right now, there's been a lot of buzz with get rid of the starches. You know, your diet's too high in starch. And you know, you mentioned earlier that you have to watch it because of gluten. Issue. But I think we overlook the benefits from some of the whole grain fiber rich foods that are out there. I mean, there's whole wheat tortillas that people can buy for anywhere from 6 to 9 grams of fiber. You need about 8 to 12 grams of fiber per meal. Your fruits provide about 3 grams of fiber each when you get a fruit or a vegetable with the skin still on it, not juices, but your solid fruits or a vegetable. And then your whole grains you're looking for things in the whole grain category, whether it be, you know, if you do pick a cracker of some sort, or you pick breads or tortillas or other even starchy vegetables. Some people will avoid those, but a potato is a good source of fiber as well. So it's something you have to look for, and we certainly want that to be part of that plate that we talked about earlier. One quarter of your plate protein, one quarter of your plate starch, and then the other whole half really emphasizing the fruit and vegetable side.
And again, it all comes back to moderation. We see that over and over again. People always say you can have what you want, just a smaller portion. And of course, that's what would really help with the obesity problem, is just make it a smaller portion.
Exactly.
What are you hoping that people learn during National Nutrition Month? What do you want them to take away with all of this information, Michelle?
I want them to take away that you can have what you want. You just have to make a few healthier alterations to your everyday diet. That's what our message is. And also, you know, have those special luxurious items, but have them in moderation. Just make those simple changes in your diet, you know, and that will really help you in the future.
It doesn't have to be difficult. Certainly, we have enough resources out there that we can adjust.
Right. For example, I just did an article with the Journal Gazette on how to make a yogurt-based dressing as opposed to a mayonnaise-based dressing. So it's simple changes like that that you can really alter your whole diet by.
Ooh, that really kind of sounds good. I'll hit you up after the show for that. And then you mentioned earlier, you know, just contact your local dietitian for more information. I don't have a local dietitian. Well, I do now. I have three of you. But how does one do that? I mean, I never really got a dietitian until, I went to for my gluten allergy, and I don't really see her or anything like that.
Right. Well, we have an organization, which is the Northeast Indiana Dietetic Association, and we're all more than happy. We have over 52 members. We're all more than happy to help in any way that we can, doing local events and really getting out into the community. We have a website that you can refer us to, or I'm sorry, an email address that you can refer us to, which is NEIDA2013@rocketmail.com.
Okay.
We also have a phone number, which is 260-479-9857. And those are ways you can get a hold of us, and we can get you in touch with the right person. We have such a variety of dietitians, and, you know, there's so many areas of nutrition that are involved. We have sports dietitians, we have dairy farmers, we have clinical hospital dietitians, we have people in the school system. So it's just like a wide array of nutrition support in the community that people should be referencing. And that's pretty much what we're here for today.
Wow. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I feel like we just skimmed the very top of this. But thank you for that information. We will post this show on our website at waji.com. And then we'll also put those information and those links next to it. And Sarah, you did such a good job being one of our Indiana dairy farmers there. Thank you ever so much. Maria, thank you too. Great information as a mom on the way you raised your kids. Very, very helpful. And Michelle, again, thank you so much. And really, National Nutrition Month, that just has inspired me to really eat fresh for the rest of the month and just make it a habit. What do they say? 21 days to change a habit, and then it's done and over with. So great, great. Well, listen, the rest of the day, I guess corned beef and cabbage is okay today then, right?
Today yep. It is.
Enjoy. In moderation.
In moderation. All right. One day a year on the beer is okay. This is Sunday Side Up, everybody. Have a great, great St. Patrick's Day. And remember, eat healthy.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.